The Sojourner, Day 2. Spiritual Sojourning Opens the Way. The Effect of Spiritual Sojourning. Genesis 17, verse 8. And I will give to thee, and to thy seed after thee, the land of thy sojournings, all the land of Canaan, for an eternal possession. And I will be to them for God. Genesis 28, verses 3 and 4. And God Shaddai will bless thee, and will make thee fruitful and multiply thee, and thou shalt be a company of peoples. And he will give thee the blessing of Abraham, to thee and to thy seed with thee, to cause thee to possess the land of thy sojournings, which God gave to Abraham. Arcana Celestia 7197. By the land of their sojournings, wherein they sojourned, is signified where the things of faith and charity are, about which they have been instructed, and according to which they have lived. The case herein is this. In the other life, heaven is given to everyone in accordance with the things of faith and charity in him, for charity and faith make heaven with everyone. But when it is said that charity and faith make heaven, there is meant the life of charity and faith. But note well that the life which has heaven in it is a life according to the truths and goods of faith about which the man has been instructed. Arcana Celestia 1495. When a man is being instructed in his earliest childhood, he advances from memory knowledges to rational things, from these to spiritual things, and so at last to celestial things. The reason it so appears is that a way must be opened to celestial things, which are the inmost. All instruction is simply an opening of the way. And as the way is opened, or what is the same as the vessels are opened, there thus flow in, as before said, in their order, rational things that are from celestial spiritual things. Into these flow the celestial spiritual things, and into these celestial things. These celestial and spiritual things are continually presenting themselves and are also preparing and forming for themselves the vessels which are being opened, which may also be seen from the fact that in themselves the memory knowledge and the rational are dead, and that it is from the inflowing interior life that they seem to be alive. This can become manifest to anyone from the thought and the faculty of judgment. Divine Love and Wisdom, number 258. Every man is born into a capacity to understand truths even to the inmost degree in which the angels of the third heaven are. For the human understanding, rising up by continuity around the two higher degrees, receives the light of their wisdom. Therefore, man has the ability to become rational according to his elevation. If he is raised to the third degree, he becomes rational from that degree. If raised to the second degree, he becomes rational from that degree. If not raised, he is rational in the first degree. It is said that he becomes rational from those degrees, because the natural degree is the general receptacle of their light. The reason why man does not become rational to the height that he might is that love, which is of the will, cannot be raised in the same manner as wisdom, which is of the understanding. Love, which is of the will, is raised only by fleeing from evils as sins, and then by goods of charity, which are uses, which the man thereafter performs from the Lord. Consequently, when love, which is of the will, is not at the same time raised, wisdom, which is of the understanding, however it may have ascended, falls back again down to its own love. Therefore, if man's love is not at the same time raised into the spiritual degree, he is rational only in the lowest degree. From all this it can be seen that man's rational is, in appearance, as if it were of three degrees, a rational from the celestial, irrational from the spiritual, and irrational from the natural. Also, that rationality, which is the capacity whereby man is elevated, is still in man, whether he be elevated or not. Arcana Celestia 3672. The life of instructions is life from the divine. For when man lives according to the truths in which he is instructed, he is then in the life of instructions. Questions. What does it mean for instruction in spiritual matters to lead to an opening of the way? What do we need to do to advance from memory knowledges to rational things, from these to spiritual things, and so at last to celestial things? Why isn't instruction enough to achieve a heavenly state? What is the difference between simply receiving instruction and a life of instruction?